So today's reading is in response. So we're in the middle of our All Request sermon series where people submitted what they wanted to hear a sermon about. And so this is in response to a request for a sermon about Elijah the prophet. And that's it. The sheet said Elijah the prophet. No particular story or anything specific about Elijah. There are a few stories about Elijah that I could have chosen. There's his encounter with the widow of Zarephath, or his encounter with God on the mountain in the still small voice. And in all fairness, I already have sermons written on those passages that I could have just dusted off and used, but I'll hold on to them and use them some other time if I'm in a real pinch at some point. Just kidding. Sort of. No, I chose this passage today because it really points to Elijah's role as one of Israel's greatest prophets. In the story of the transfiguration, where Jesus goes with Peter and James and John up the mountain, Jesus meets on the mountain with Moses and Elijah. It's not Moses and Isaiah or Jeremiah or Daniel or Jonah or any of the others. It was Elijah that Jesus met with. It was Elijah who was said to, that would come and prepare the way for the Messiah. So it was Elijah to whom John the Baptist was compared, because John prepared the way. To this day, if you attend a Jewish Seder meal at Passover, they have the custom of leaving an empty chair at the table in case Elijah shows up. None of the other Old Testament prophets are given that particular honor. So Elijah is definitely someone for us to pay attention to. So let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for the witness of your strength and power that we can read about in these wonderful scriptures. We pray that as we reflect, that you would open our hearts and minds to hear what you would have to say to each of our hearts. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.